It's Karen, and may kwento na naman ako today. So once again, it's been a while, and I haven't posted for almost 2 months? Yes, it's one of those excuses na naman na nalunod na naman ako sa ginagawa ko sa med school. But at the same time, I also took a mini break din kasi since I was gonna post sana last May. However, there were significant events both in a national and individual level that made me think na baka it's not appropriate to post something so self-centered during that time kasi everyone's coping with the outcomes that have happened. So, before I actually start my kwento, shout out lang kay Rafi since nagpapa-shout out siya dati. He's a really great batchmate, a good friend, and of course, a very stellar debater. So, hi Rafi! So, okay, second year, or what we call sa UPCM na Learning Unit 4 or LU4. It's actually infamous for being one of the most difficult pre-clinical years in med school, since very jam-packed in terms of the information that we are expected to absorb and the quick pacing from one organ system to another. Aside from the fact na what we're studying includes more complex aspects of the diseases that we're expected to learn, there's microbiology, parasitology, diagnostics, pathology, pathophysiology, and probably the one that saved me this year, pharmacology. So, before entering LU4, I was already warned by a lot of people na it's going to be hard daw. Eh kaso ang lala ng trust issues ko, and I said to myself na I've experienced a lot na in terms of academic rigor. So di ako masyadong nagpatakot ganun, trust issues lang ganun. Anyway, at the end of the day, tama naman sila. Ang hirap nga ng LU4. So, for me, LU4 forced me to adjust once again my study styles to the online setup. Yes po, 2 years na kaming online. And hopefully for the upcoming school year, hybrid or face-to-face na. And I tried then to maximize what I can to the best of my abilities then. However, the longer I've progressed with LU4, the more I realized na it's really a test of endurance to have the same level of discipline and motivation every week. Kasi ang bilis ng turnover ng modules. Like, for every week kasi, we can have 1 to 2 exams or even consecutive small group discussions 3 days in a row. Or sometimes, pag minalas ka, isang bagsakan sa isang araw. Well, I'm not going to lie and exaggerate na what if experience ay ganung sobrang hirap, ganyan. To be fair, there's a variety and as to how every department delivers their own lectures and assessments. Some decided na for the 100% of the grades, isang exam lang yung pagkukunan. While others decided na mas maganda if the topics are going to be assessed through quizzes para mas maganda yung recall pag kada onting topics tinetest ka bago mag-long exam. So every week, hindi naman same yung ginagawa namin. But this also means na dapat mas mabilis kaming mag-adapt depending on the workload for that week. It may be online, but it's really difficult to go through something na ang hirap without seeing the people you're with during those times. Kaya, personally, I was really grateful that the elective I took had face-to-face sessions. Kaya lumuwas ako ng Maynila, and actually, I'm recording this episode in Manila. I'm here kasi katatapos lang ng face-to-face electives namin, and honestly, it felt like naghahabol ako ng oras na makipag-socialize sa iba't ibang tao, especially sa mga batchmates ko and also sa mga friends ko outside of med school. Kasi ang tagal din talaga nung lockdown mismo. Ngayon na lang ulit ako, nakakalabas ng matagal-tagal kumbaga. Kaya I'm trying to maximize the time that I'm here kasi uuwi na rin ako next week. Finally enough, ang dami kong nakita at nakilalang batchmates na in person even after around 2 years na kaming magkakasama under one institution. So ayun, I think that's really a consequence of the online setup, unfortunately. So enough for the introduction, no? Yes, intro pa lang to, ang tagal, no? So ayun, I'll try to organize my thoughts into by dividing this into 3 parts. So unang pag-uusapan natin is yung theme of recurrent burnout. Pangalawa is the point of having a good support system and why is it crucial. And lastly, how difficult it is to remember my whys during LU4. So okay, let's go on to the first part. So for the first one, the theme of recurrent burnout. So I need to clarify lang na at this point, na yung type of burnout na naramdaman ko that I felt is not isolated within the happenings of med school itself. The current events and the type of environment we were in plays a major role on how motivated I am in general. Like, ang daming nangyayari during these unprecedented times. Aside from the fact na pandemic pa rin, marami pa rin nagkaka-COVID, ganyan, and very fluctuating yung rates na ng infectiousness ng mismong virus. So, LU4 basically happened, especially during the peak of a national turnover point, which is the campaign period, and the national elections themselves. And sa totoo lang, I'm not going to lie, but this greatly affected me rin. In ways that I didn't even expect. And until now, I'm sure that there will be consequences with what happened. And I have no idea how we will cope with the outcomes and resist the injustices na I'm sure that will happen. So ayun, no, I've said quote-unquote recurrent. We basically studied for around 40 weeks non-stop. And my performance as a student really fluctuated. There were times na I was really burnt out during the middle of a single module. I was burnt out during the start of another module because of what happened with the previous one. I was also burnt out sometimes at the end of the module. And yung pinakamalala is sometimes I was burnt out during the whole module itself. So, it was really evident nung tinitingnan ko na yung mga pre-final grades ko, ganyan. So yeah, totoo, it was really difficult and sometimes I can only do well kasi sinwerte ako na I'm familiar with some of the concepts discussed due to personal experiences and what I learned then during my undergrad. So, don't get me wrong naman. I really learned a lot this year. I was probably a different person before entering LU4 as compared to who I am now. However, I cannot deny na there were personal lapses on my part and sometimes I really feel guilty for not consistently giving my 100%. Kasi naman, like naiisip ko rin at the back of my mind na ang swerte ko na nga na I'm in a very affordable institution where I can really learn a lot from. And maraming taong nagsasabi na pag hindi ko ginalingan, sayang yung slot ko, ganun. But I'm still learning how to deal with these thoughts kasi at the end of the day, my life is more than my outcomes and my identity is more than who I was at my lowest points. So okay, second point na tayo. Ayun, I really learned how crucial it is to have good support systems. And it's not just in med school, ha? But in every aspect of your life, really. I just think LU4 made me appreciate it more. So ngayong LU4, in general, it made me appreciate group works. Like, dati kasi mas gusto ko nagtatrabaho, mag-isa, ganyan. And it is because of the people I worked with that it was, the workload was made easier for me to handle and for me to adapt to. Even if may times na hindi namin mag-meeting sa gabi or may night meetings kami, just to prepare for small group discussions scheduled on the morning after, I really had fun since I really learned a lot from the perspectives of my forever mates. By the way, forever mates, it's a term na tawag usually sa mga katrabaho mo since first year until maging interns kayo in med school. And I think sa NST lang namin or very minsan very specific pa nga sa batch. Anyway, they're one of the good support systems that I have in LU4. Also, there's also my closest friend since college. And even if usually magkaiba kami ng modules na kinukuha kasi magkaiba kami ng block sections, I'm still glad to be studying in the same med school with someone who probably knew me for almost 7 years na. And additionally rin, speaking of solid support systems, even with the busy schedule, I always try to catch up with my friends from high school. So, ang tagal na high school, no? Even if some of them are residing in abroad currently, I think it's healthy to talk and stay in touch with people who probably knew you before you were involved in the current field you're in. So, bago pa ako naging pharmacy student, bago pa ako naging med student, ito yung mga taong naging kaibigan ko na kahit sobrang weird ko nung high school. These are the people na di mo rin nakakausap for years and yet once na magkita-kita kayo, parang walang nangyari and the closeness is still the same even if we pursue different careers and fields. So, ayun. Lastly, siguro hindi ko dapat matapos tong topic on support systems if hindi ko mababanggit tong next one. Since majority of LU4 was spent online, so nasa probinsya lang talaga ako. And ang pinakamadalas na nakakausap ko about my workload in person ay yung younger brother ko rin. Magkaiba kami ng inaaral under the same UP campus, UP Manila. Ako, medicine, while he's studying biology in his undergrad na online din yung setup nila. But at the end of the day, madalas nag-uusap kami and we just rant about what we're doing even if we both have no idea in detail kung ano ba talang ginagawa ng other person. And honestly, I couldn't really request for a better sibling so I'm really glad na hindi ako only child, especially in these circumstances. So okay, second point done. So for the last point, which is how difficult it is to remember my whys all throughout LU4. Not going to lie, but there are really times where I just do the bare minimum para pumasa ng module. When I say my whys pala, it means yung mga reasons ko as to why I pursued medicine in the first place. Well, I'm not going to disclose my personal reasons for now, but I think it is very crucial to remember these things during the most difficult times, or in general, during the difficult times in med school, just to keep me in check and also to just keep me grounded din. I'm grateful talaga for the face-to-face cardio elective na kinuha ko. Kasi it's an opportunity for me to go back ulit na makabalik ulit ako ng PGH. Since it's been a while for me, ang huli kong stay doon is internship pa ata ng pharmacy, so it's been years. And PGH kasi is the National Referral Center, and yun din yung teaching hospital ng institution namin. So marami kang nakikitang pasyente, and napapakinggan mo yung iba't ibang kwento nila as kung bakit nandun sila. When I once saw the state of our healthcare system ulit, I was again reminded as to why I was doing this in the first place. And being taught in person about the wonders then of the field ignited again my interest in the field of medicine. Kasi the human body is so complex. And for me, it's personally amazing to see how we adapt every time the world gives us so many stresses. wala lang, ang galing lang for me na ang dami systems input sa katawan natin in order for us to survive even if very difficult yung conditions na meron. And ayun, sa totoo lang, the online setup, despite being more convenient for many, has made me slightly detached as to why I entered med school. Since, ayun, nung online kasi, especially in LU4, I've become too busy in surviving week by week of varying levels and stresses and workload. So I'm really grateful na na-ignite ulit yung reasons ko as to why I pursued medicine in the first place. So ayun, I'm really glad that LU4 personally ended in a good note for me. So, ayun nga, nasa Maynila pa rin ako for around 2 weeks. And honestly, naghahabol ako. Almost every day, meron akong kamit na friend or may socializing event ako na pinupuntahan. Kasi feeling ko, for almost 2 years, ang dami kong na-missed out. And totoo naman, ang dami ko rin nakilala for the past week or so. So, ayun. Buti na lang talaga na nangyari to at the end of the year. So, kahit siguro sobrang hirap ng middle and initial parts ng LU4, I'm still glad to see the batchmates na kasama ko all throughout the year. So yun, basically, that's it for my takeaways and realizations for this academic year. Apologies nga if I wasn't consistent in my upload schedule, but I do love producing these kinds of podcast episodes. And sa totoo lang, I really want to like the quality of the episodes I publish. So ayun, rest assured naman na as I spend my break resting from what has transpired, from the last academic year, na I will publish more podcast episodes in the near future. Feel free lang to anonymously message me through my Curious Cat account placed in the episode description for topic suggestions and questions. As always, thank you for listening regardless if gaano katagal mag-upload and kung gaano kahaba or ikli ng episodes ko. And always keep safe. Bye!